This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're looking up a bunch of different things here to get you kind of going here. We've started to discover this is supposedly an article that came out here. I haven't found it yet. California Political News and Review by Steve Franks, apparently, that guess what? California voter fraud. Shocking. Really? Aren't you shocked to find out that there could actually be California voter fraud? Yeah. This is an article that we got sent to us. As soon as I get my cell phone here, I'll have to read it to you, by the way, which is going to be in micro print. Micro print going on here. We're struggling with it. Says, exclusive California state election official confirms double voting by mail in Super Tuesday primary. California Secretary of State Alex Padilla has confirmed. This is a breaking, this is from Breitbart. Oh, okay, so it's Breitbart did it. That Super Tuesday, Breitbart has exclusively learned. Days before Super Tuesday, Citizens Watchdog Group Election Integrity Project sent a letter to Padilla requesting his office look into possible double voting in the 2020 primary. More than a month later, in a letter dated April 7, 2020, Padilla confirmed double voting in one case and suspected double voting in another case of other registered voters on Super Tuesdays, according to a letter obtained by Breitbart News. Padilla confirmed in at least one case that two ballots from one voter were opened and counted on election night. 12 of the 15 total registered voters identified with duplicate voting history are suspected to have cast two ballots in the March primary election, Padilla wrote in the letter. In the remaining two cases, Padilla said county election officials caught the duplicate voter records prior to election day, and only one vote was tallied. Padilla said the findings have been forwarded to investigators to follow up as necessary with the voters. Shocking. Oh, Alex, I'm sure you're just put, and I'm sure these are the only ones, right? They investigated the ones that were sent to them. They haven't done any blanket investigation. Well, if you have some, you know you got a lot, really, in a situation like this. In the remaining two cases, Padilla said the county election officials caught the duplicates. This is from the letter to Padilla. It says, Election Integrity Project California has an incredible accomplishment here. Moving the California Secretary, letter from Padilla, moving the Secretary of State to share evidence of apparent double voting among duplicated registrants is a testament to the research methodology Public Interest Legal Group Foundation President J. Christian Adams told Breitbart News. Duplicate registration and voting is a growing problem nationally that is being confronted like seen here. New Mexico, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, Adams said. Election Integrity Project California alleges that there are more than 30,000 duplicated registered voters on the state voter rolls. This is a minimal number. Absolutely a minimal number, ladies and gentlemen. And, there's more to this story, obviously, than what we're doing. It says, likewise, so it says here, mostly, it says California is not the only state to have issues with voter rolls. Most recently, the PILF researchers stated that there are nearly 1,700 dead people in New Mexico's voter rolls, as well as 1,500 voters. These are the tip of the iceberg numbers, guys. That's really what this is. It says, in Detroit, Michigan alone, close to 4,000 voters have been flagged as having potential duplicate voter registrations, allowing them to vote twice in elections and possible 2,000 people that are dead. The findings came as elected Democrats lobby for nationwide mail-in voting in November's presidential elections, a move that would potentially deliver ballots to an estimated 24 million ineligible voters. The plan is being bankrolled by an organization funded by George Soros. Shocking. Aren't you shocked by that? Shocking. George Soros. That George Soros. Georgie, you get around. And Paul Soros. What could go wrong with Paul Soros Foundation, right? Well, they could hire somebody to work in Sutter and Yuba County. Perhaps a communist would do, right? Yeah. You know, and delve out, divvy up unlawful regulations, unconstitutional. Because, of course, to a communist, what's the Constitution, right? Or to the county supervisors who hired her. The local officials who encourage her. Yeah. You got to think about that. I like to act globally and think locally, don't you? Just like the United Nations wants you to do. Think globally, but act locally. Because, you're so significant at the local level. You can be a nice jackbooted thug at the local level. See, that's exactly what Donald Trump was saying to people yesterday and the days before. It's not the federal government that's the problem here. The federal government does not have the ability to reach out at, like the local officials do in policing. Just capability, let alone, but what's morally right? And, of course, you have these people up there touting, flaunting, violating your constitutional rights, your God-given rights. The First Amendment, as an example. And they've got no data behind it. They've made it all up. They've made it all up. It's a charade, and you know it's a charade, ladies and gentlemen. You know it's a charade. They're lying to you. But that's what these local officials like to do because it's all about the Benjis. It's all about how they can get money from these various foundations and nonprofits. And, of course, suckle off the federal teat. That's the California way. You got to remember, California is completely a dependent state. Now, it's kind of interesting that what Donald Trump has done, or what, they've had a conversation with Gavin Newsom. My prediction, he's going to be replaced, and I think the president will be justified in replacing Gavin Newsom. And others that have really driven this state into bankruptcy, which it is right now. It's in a financial dilapidation. Everybody knows it. But how can we scam the federal government out of more money, right? That's what they've been doing all along for a long time. That's why Gavin Newsom, and I said this earlier because we saw this so blatantly in the campfire and certainly up with the Oroville Dam. There was no, zero, zip, nada response from the state agencies. They all had to wait for FEMA to show up. Well, where's the state agencies? And, you know, for days, New Californians and others sat up there in that empty lot by a Walmart passing out food and water and cash cards to people that needed it most. I mean, it was desperation time up there. It's cold at night. People were sicker than dogs laying in their tents. At one point when I first found this place, when I saw this place, the night of the fire, it was getting to be dark. It was cold was settling in. Children looking, little toddlers wandering around from tent to tent trying to find their mom and dad. It was a scene of utter desperation and despair. Didn't see the California people there. Didn't see the Red Cross show up for days. No, it was called Help Yourself. The New California responded. And there was no response by the state of California. And of course, what's happened with the COVID virus? Zero response by the state. It's all been Donald Trump. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. You can call in. Our telephone lines are open, 215-867-8255. They are open. And we will go live when you come on. So, international flights bringing 100,000 unchecked travelers to UK each week. Just thought I'd let you know about that one. Biden endorsement by J Street, Soros-backed Israeli critics. Ah, okay, there you go. Let's see. Rubio insists on no cover-up. China insists no cover-up. Excuse me. Rubio, this is China's Chernobyl, right? We're talking about the Wuhan business. This is what we're seeing here. It says Michael Cohen being released from prison. Vatican thanks China, not Taiwan. Listen, Vatican thanks China. I'm sorry. Thanks China, not Taiwan, for donated med supplies. See, this is what I'm talking about. Look who's thanking China, and look who's dissing on Taiwan. Yeah. All the totalitarians, all the people that brought you this huge, big mess. That huge, big mess. So anyway, we've got this whole thing going on. Crenshaw introduced bill to, listen to this, Cotton and Crenshaw introduced bill to allow Americans to sue China for corona damages. There you go. What's that going to look like? You know, I was sicker than a dog with it, right? This is Charles Sperling writing an article. It says, listen to this. this is, and I'm looking at Breitbart right now because I'm looking for that article to snag it. Mitt Romney, only GOP senator not included on White House task force, right? On White House task force. Okay. Shocking. Aren't you shocked? Says a sheriff on Fox News. Okay, well, let's chime in and see if we can get some of this Fox News business that's going on, because there is a situation developing right now, and we'll see if we can get it. Come on. Where is it? Ah, here we go. Apparently, we've got a really smart sheriff out of Michigan. And this Michigan sheriff is...
The matter is, it's better to be 6 feet apart right now than 6 feet under. And that is the whole point of this. We've got to save lives. Every life matters.
Answer what she's saying, please, about, you know, look, this is about saving lives, which I'm assuming you clearly want to do. And you made that clear in your first answer as well. But she was dismissive. She said, this is 4 out of 83 sheriffs. And they're just making basically a political point.
It's not political. It's more common sense. Again, if somebody's out in the middle of a lake and away from everybody, or if they're on their lawnmower and they're 100 yards away from people, that's where we want them. We don't want them bottled up inside the house where they start arguing and start drinking alcohol. And I think that's reasonable.
Sheriff, you're on the front lines of this. Do you feel like the pendulum is swinging a bit, that at the beginning, and there were some justifiable reasons to make sure that health and safety came first, but that now maybe some things have gone too far and people are standing up for their rights?
Yes, I agree with some of that. The that curve they're talking about is flattening. And right now in Berry County, we are in the kind of the peak of what they said was going to, the wave that was going to hit Berry County. A week ago, we had 7 that were positive, 1 that was recovered, and we had 1 death. Now we're up to about 16, and this was yesterday. I didn't check today's numbers yet. Mm-hmm. Today we're up to 16, still have the one death, and we have, I think, two or three that have recovered from it.
Well, we certainly hope that curve continues to flatten, not just in Michigan, but all across this great country. We've been thanking the healthcare workers who are on the front lines. You and all first responders and law enforcement are on the front lines as well. We want to thank you for your service, sir, and thanks for sharing your views.
Sheriff Dar Leaf is his name. Dar, D-A-R-L-E-A-F. It's from Michigan, taking exception to the Michigan troublemaker, Whitmer, and her excessive heavy hands. Just like we're finding out here in California, though, I got to tell you, it's been pretty amazing to see the heavy-handedness of the people in California and all the damage that they're doing out here in California. Not a good deal. Not a good deal. I'm getting more information from sources here. Liberate Minnesota. Oh, Trump tweeted, liberate Minnesota. How about liberate California? Yeah, so anyway, this whole thing is starting to really pop out. That's why if you got any information on where the local protests are going to be, because there are going to be a bunch of them this weekend from what I'm understanding. I don't have all the knowledge about that. You can call in at 215-867-8255, 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And I know a bunch of you were going to call in the first hour, but I'm sorry about that, or the second hour. Sorry about that. Anyway, but moving along here, this whole business that California has been handed by this situation with the president, this is basic. It's a three-phase project. We know that. The president is going to give it to the states. And we have a governor who doesn't like the president. We know that. He says he's trying to be friendly with him, and he should be friendly with him, because right now, you know, the president of the United States is the president of the United States. And, you've got these emergency orders going on, and which is basically, to us in New California, this is just nothing more than the Insurrection Act being acted out on. So we're liking that, especially here in California. We're really liking that. That seems to be a big issue. Okay, we've got Anonymous as a caller here. And so, Anonymous, where are you? What's your name and where are you from?
You're talking to me?
Yes.
Yeah, I was just leaving a message about your audio. It's really, really crappy.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Are you aware of that?
No, but I appreciate you telling me whatever's going on.
Yeah, every time you move away from your mic 1 inch, like you ought to get a headset mic or something, because it's
right. Okay.
I can't follow you on my volume.
Okay. Well, we'll fix that. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay. Anyway, geez, watch what you do with your headset. Getting back to what Donald Trump is going to do, though, and I think this is really important to understand, is that Donald Trump has a plan for California, and he's got a plan for the rest of the states. And whether or not they're going to follow through on their commitment in the state of California is the big question. So here's a couple things that have been wildly suggested to Gavin Newsom. I want you to digest this, okay? This is what we're digesting. It's been strongly suggested that Gavin Newsom cut taxes. If he wants to get his state up and running, and he wants the support of the federal government to cut taxes. Now, you talk about being contrary to everything in his body saying to him. You take a look at that, and what do you get? You get a guy going, what? We need more money, more taxes. We're running out of money. That's why we're sucking on the teeth of the federal government. Okay, we have states that are absolutely dependent on the federal government, and California's the prime example. So how are we going to cut the teat off with lower taxes? Donald Trump knows, and so do we. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com. That's A21R.com. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. You know, that's the story about taxation and about cutting taxes is really pretty fundamental. And it's worked. It worked with Reagan. It worked with Trump. And it will work with Gavin Newsom. But will it work in time is the question. Probably not. You know, that's the gig. He's in a particular bad situation because he's got to jumpstart the economy here in California. And for really the biggest thing that he's got to do is cut taxes, which has been pretty much said to him by the Trump administration. And I'm looking up the thought on all this stuff with Investopedia, and I can tell you that what I witnessed during the 80s with Ronald Reagan, what I've witnessed in the last 3 years with Trump, which was important when he cut taxes. He came in the first year and cut taxes. He cut taxes and regulations. He unleashed the American economy, which was good, you know. So anyway, the discussion has always been, it says, advocates for tax cuts, this comes from Investopedia, argue that reducing taxes improves the economy by boosting spending. Those who oppose them say that tax cuts only help the rich because it can lead to reduction in government services upon which the low-earning individuals rely. Okay, that's not true. I just in my mind, the way I've seen it in, with Reagan and now with Trump, you want to stimulate investments by companies, and the only way you're going to do that is to reduce taxes, because they can then take that money and reinvest it. That's what happens. That's a reality check that grows the economy, grows the tax base, and of course, more taxes come in. And listen, Trump has been very mindful about bringing in income to the federal government. That's one of the reasons why he put such heavy tariffs on China, which never had happened before. We were giving away billions on a monthly basis to China. Now we're breaking it. We're raking it in. Whole different thought. Carmen Winter from Ohio, what are your thoughts on what's going on right now?
Well, Trump thwarted air travel from China, and that screwed up their whole narrative that they planned to, for all that is happening, there should have been millions of deaths, but Trump stopped it, so they couldn't keep going, but they keep spinning it, the same narrative, blaming Trump for the pandemic that never happened, but he thwarted it on January 31st.
Yeah, he was very quick to do that, and of course the impact was immediate. You notice he was so criticized by everybody for it too, the Nancy Pelosi's and the Schumer's.
Yeah, because they wanted this pandemic to happen throughout the whole United States and globally, and then Trump even set the example when others were starting to do it, kept it from being the big, huge pandemic that they had planned. And, of course, their narrative now doesn't make sense because
right.
they didn't change their story.
Yeah, they didn't change their lie around quick enough. That's really what happened. And then the next thing he did is, of course, seeing what was going on in Italy and Spain, because in Italy and Spain, and our own Chris Street brought this out, is that in Italy and Spain, that's where a lot of the rich Chinese go to basically vacation and spend all their money. And, of course, that's one of the reasons why they had such a high percentage of people dying off in those areas, was because it was the spillover. I guess the bigger question is, really, how many people have died in Wuhan? And you take a look at the die-off, the death rates in other cities around in China, in Beijing, they're incredibly low. So, but, you know, the one of the things that we point to, and again, this I had to track this down, but I have pretty good information that came into us just yesterday about this whole die-off. You probably heard about with the 21 million phones that weren't turned on in January. And that to me was pretty much verified by my other sources. And I usually work on a three-source system, and I had one out there, then two, then finally the third one came in yesterday. And that's been verified to me to believe that there's obviously a larger number of people that are unaccounted for in Wuhan, which indicates it was just something that was spread in that area, but then spread quickly to other areas. Remember, the dynamics that were going on at the time of the spread was you had this Chinese New Year business going on, which is a three-week period in which the Chinese take off. And I can remember we were having discussions about it. If they're going to be off and they have this pandemic going on, then when they come back to work, or if they can come back to work after a three-week layoff, what's it going to do to our supply chain if they can't come back? And, of course, we know now they did not come back to work. The supply chain became totally disrupted. And by the, if you're buying anything from Amazon, you know, right now it's taken 6 weeks to get something from China. If they get something at all, some of these orders are being canceled. So, yeah, so what are your thoughts about cutting the taxes? If the President Trump has said to Gavin Newsom he has to cut taxes, which is sort of antithetical to what he has always done to raise taxes, what do you think that's going to do to the economy of California if, in fact, Newsom is forced to cut taxes?
Well, I think that it's going to stimulate the economy. It'll bring business back. But there's a lot of taxes that need to be cut.
Right.
I think that they should completely do away with taxes, property tax for single-owner-occupied homes. that there's no property whatsoever for single-family occupied homes, homeowner-occupied. And I think that they should take away all tax from all food, prepared food, restaurant food, fast food. I think all food should be untaxed. And, yeah, I think that he would have a big pill to swallow because it's the only way that they've ever made their money is to tax us little guys.
Well, you know, the problem is that the California has had so many disasters and they've relied upon their, we call it disaster capitalism, because they get federal aid, and that federal aid is profitable to them. Profitable from the standpoint is that they are getting more money in than more money out. And, of course, we're finding out about other scams now that are going on also here in California. But anyway, listen, thanks a lot for calling in, Carmen. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Carmen from Ohio weighing in here on Agenda 21 Radio. All the way from Ohio talking about taxes. She gets it. Why doesn't Gavin Newsom? Because he's a socialist communist. That's why. It's all got to be about the control of the population. So that's what the root of the evil is in California. Taxation, overregulation, and of course people just leave. Businesses pack up and leave. That's a fact. Now we've got some interesting other stories going on, and we're going to be talking about this. You know, what's happening when you build a COVID hospital in California? Speaking of disaster capitalism, just one more of our little sources around California. The federal government, Army Corps of Engineers, is supposed to build something, and the state steps in and says, no, 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 we're going to build it. So they take the federal funds and they build a cheap hospital and keep the rest. That's how it's done in California, being done right now. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
So we're getting reports of the California Department of General Services that may be diverting federal funds for COVID hospitals. Yeah, it's amazing. There's no patients, yet we're building hospitals now just for the COVID virus. No patients. I mean, if we had 25 million people infected, we'd have, you know, perhaps a need for this. But apparently there's been some grants that have been had by the state of California, you know, apparently through the grant system of helping out with COVID virus, and the Department of General Services is supposed to be responsible for this. And my understanding is there's something to do with the Army Corps of Engineers, yet they're not using the Army Corps of Engineers, nor are they using the plans. But they're taking the money and cheapening the whole system. Isn't that shocking to you? That's the way they do it. Two-hand Monty here in California. That's what it is. This is a developing story. We're going to get more information on this. We're going to be talking to the people at Department of General Services and say, God, we're hearing all these things about you. What's your response? You know, get that whole thing gauged out. Yeah, I think it's important that we do that. Don't you? Just so that we can say, we're doing our due diligence. That is, I think, the most important thing. And anyway, so we've got a lot of things here to cover in just a very short period of time, and I want to make sure we do that. First of all, the Oroville Dam situation getting a little bit out of control at this point in time. Dam elevation, so it can give you the water elevation, so you can check that out. And by the way, the dam is leaking like crazy. We're talking about the spillway. But water on the spillway, when the gates are closed, is not supposed to be there. So now we're at 819. That seems to be where we're at. And taking a look at the cameras so that you can get sort of the bird's eye view of it right now. Those of you that are concerned about this, you should be. The whole nation should be concerned about this dam. It's the largest earthen-filled dam, in one of the largest in the world, and certainly the largest in the nation. But this would wipe out a major, major portion of our food production, plus also a couple million people. That's the key thing to understand. And if you're taking a look at these things and you go to the cameras, we have the camera pictures that you can go to the website, a21r.com, and you can take a look at the cameras that we have there. Now that I broadcast this, they'll probably start taking the cameras away from us so you can't see it. But you can see at the upper deck in particular, the fine sands that are there. It's just leaking like almost open. So they failed to fix the spillway. They failed to fix the spillway. I say again, $2 billion later, it's a boondoggle. They have failed to fix the spillway. And you can actually see the dirt, the soil, seeping up through the cracks in the plates on the spillway. This is just a disaster waiting to happen. It's not supposed to do that. I'm looking at the picture right now. The security guy, one of the sheriffs, is walking by, and he's looking at things, and he's got his eyes on it. You can see the soil, the fine sands that it's percolated up between the cracks. There's no hiding this now. It's plain as day. $2 billion boondoggle. And God forbid they try to use this thing. God forbid, because it will go. and one of America's biggest disasters will be upon us. Oh, well, I'm sorry, we got the COVID virus thing, right? Well, listen, when we got the COVID virus thing, which we now know is brought to us by the deep state actors, why do you think they would stop there if they got the Oroville Dam ready to go, right? We said this before. We've talked about this before, about the Oroville Dam being a real hotbed for a major disaster. And right now, it's sick. It's not doing well. Shockingly, it's not doing well. But that's just me. You know, that's just little old me. What can I say? So Trump tweets. We're going to go to Trump, see what the Trump tweets are, because people are tweeting me. liberate Virginia and save your great Second Amendment. It is under siege. President Trump just tweeted, liberate Minnesota. Okay. Oh, here it is. A little rebellion growing. Liberate Virginia and save your great state. Liberate Michigan. Liberate Minnesota. What is he calling for here? The open rebellion by the president. Wow, shocking. Absolutely shocking. I'm sure this is what the Trump tweets are. You can check out the Trump tweets. I'm going to retweet them on Agenda 21 Radio. You can see them. And, of course, what about California? Well, first of all, you've already got an open rebellion in New California that's happening right now. Go to newcaliforniastate.com. You can see it all right there. And it's continuing. Listen, Candace Owen will be speaking on behalf of New California in October. We got that whole thing straightened away. We're looking at other big-name people to come in and speak to us at our 7th Constitutional Convention. Hello, 7th. Yeah, we are going to go off to the real Constitutional Convention, a big one. That will be at the end of November, moving forward to statehood. We are on the move. We've declared independence, 95 grievances. And now we've got another little challenge ahead of us. What about this growing rebellion against the Nazis in California? They're here, and it's not in every county, but it's in a lot of the counties. What are we going to do about standing up for our constitutional rights in California? Where's the protest against that? We should be in the streets right now doing that. All throughout the great state of California. We cannot let these totalitarians take over. That's why you listen to this radio show. We're stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-333-7000.
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
To everyone, you should come to Chinatown. Precautions have been taken by our city. We know that there's a concern about tourism traveling all throughout the world, but we think it's very safe to be in Chinatown and hope that others will come. To everyone, you should come to Chinatown. Precautions have been taken by our city. We know that there is a concern about tourism traveling all throughout the world, but we think it's very safe to be in Chinatown.
That was Nancy Pelosi last month. Shocking. Telling everybody to come to Chinatown. This is from Donald Trump. Crazy Nancy Pelosi deleted this from her Twitter account. She wanted everyone to pack into Chinatown long after I closed the border to China. Based on her statement, she is responsible for many deaths. She's an incompetent, third-rate politician, says Donald Trump. Shocking. 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 You know, anyway, we've reposted a number of his tweets, which I thought were very salient. This is what he says about her. He says, Nancy Pelosi, you are a weak person. You are a poor leader. You are the reason America hates career politicians like yourself. She is totally incompetent and controlled by the radical left, a weak and pathetic puppet. Come back to Washington and do your job. Now, see, this is where he's telling, because they're out on recess and they're not going to come back. Shockingly, they're not going to come back. Getting ready for a press conference, apparently. Well, that was over with. Anyway, Donald Trump recognizing truckers, by the way, yesterday, and how great a job. It says, thank God for truckers. That's one of his tweets. And I say thank God for you, the listeners, right now. You certainly can still listen to me. I know sometimes we're getting blanked out on the, had some internet connections. Sorry about that. These are the things that sometimes happen between us and you and your ears, but we try and keep it clean. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, newcaliforniastate.com. This is going to revolutionize the whole country because it is happening. We're well on our way, and we will be the 51st state, probably a lot sooner than you can think about. Now, it's going to be interesting to see what happens when Newsom is replaced by somebody such as Mike Huckabee, which will be real soon, to quote Mike Huckabee. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our websites, though, newcaliforniastate.com and NCS51. We'll have tons of information up there for you. And also, get involved in your local New California group. And listen, if you're an expat out there in the hinterlands, come back to New California. Think about it. You can actually be part of a big revolution to save this country. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
Send out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.